When it comes to state school construction dollars, there's been a tug of war between traditional public schools and charters. Those are public schools that can operate free of many of the rules that govern their traditional counterparts. A 2011 study found charters get less public dollars than traditional schools do, a disparity largely due to a gap in how much the schools get in state construction funds. For the past few years, though, charters have gotten the bulk of that funding. But Wednesday, former Education Commissioner Jim Horn, now a charter school lobbyist, said the schools need more.
Charter school capital has been going in reverse for a long time now. We've actually hit the all-time lowest point in per student funding for charter schools in the history of the state.
School districts are not obligated to share local maintenance and construction funds raised through taxes with the charter schools. Horn says about 5 years ago, small charters built new schools and entered into long-term leases based on an assumption they'd get state money to keep up their physical costs. He's pushing for a dedicated funding source for the charters. But State Board of Education member Gary Chartrand says that's a political hot potato. And Board Chairman Marva Johnson says it's something the board needs more information about.
Because there's no geographic demand needs that are driving the charter school funding. It's not like you can say we needed a school here because we've got 100 extra students, so let me place it geographically here. It's harder for me to wrap my head around understanding how the formula should work.
Horn says charter schools need between $150 million to $225 million to keep up their capital costs. The ask comes as the state's public education capital outlay fund continues to diminish, and the need to refurbish and construct new public schools continues to increase. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.